And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
And I am he. Well, this is going to be a short week, isn't it? I'm sure that all of you are looking forward to Thanksgiving Day, and that's usually a long weekend for everybody. A good opportunity to rest, relax, meditate on the great blessings that we have in this country, and I'm sure that all of you are getting prepared for it. I know I certainly am, and I'm looking forward to being with family and relaxing a little bit, and I hope you all have an absolutely wonderful Thanksgiving. I will be here tomorrow, but it's just Thanksgiving's kind of on my mind. And believe it or not, there's a story in the news today that, and really it's been in the news for the last week or so, that makes me realize again, makes me think again, how grateful we Americans should be. This story, by the way, and before I get to it, I'm going to get as many phone calls as I can today, and those of you who got left aside, we just weren't able to get to you, call in early. The number is 888-589-8840. It's going to take me a segment or so to finally get to the calls, but I'm going to try to get to the calls early because I really want you all to weigh in on something I want to bring up. Now, I want to remind you, by the way, this is American Family Radio, and we have almost 200 stations, I think, about including affiliates, about 191 stations across the country. But, of course, your smartphone, your desktop, your laptop, your tablet are all radios now. You can live stream our programming anywhere in the world. And I want to remind you to do that. Tell friends about that. Tell neighbors about that. Tell them you ought to check this out. If they get tired, I just heard about this stupid story from the Communist News Network accusing Devin Nunes of consorting with Ukraine to conspire to try to once again dig up dirt on the Bidens. And he's threatening to sue CNN and sue the Daily Beast, who reported this specious story. People get tired of hearing lies, don't they? They really do. They just get tired of hearing lies. They get tired of people using journalism and using the media as a propaganda tool to tell them things that simply aren't true. Now, one thing about our network is we're going to certainly give you a Christian and biblical perspective, but we're not going to lie to you. We're never going to intentionally tell you something that we know not to be true. You know, there are things that I come across as I research for what I'm going to talk about on the program. And when I'm not sure they're true, I don't even bring them up. I mean, even if I think they hurt the cause that I'm opposed to, I don't bring them up unless I know in my heart, okay, that I can verify that's true. I'm comfortable with that. We're a little different, aren't we, than the people in the world, because they will lie, cheat, steal. I mean, the people on the left, I should be more specific. They will lie, cheat, steal, do anything to further their cause, their leftist cause. But we Christians, we won't. If our cause can't be helped by the truth, then it just can't be helped. We're not going to lie, cheat, steal, conjure up things. We're not going to try to destroy people with slander and libel just to get what we think we want. I don't believe that God can be glorified by inglorious means. So when you listen to our network, you're going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. And I think every host on this network will say the same thing. Now, you can also listen to the programming. I don't want you to forget this. You can listen to the programming by iPod. Why do I keep saying iPod? Boy, I'm dating myself. By podcast. By podcast. Go to our website and you'll see all the podcasts for all of our shows listed. You'll see The Awakening there. And you can check out any program that you've missed or anything you heard that really touched you or really inspired you or just really got you going. And you can share that with a friend, a neighbor. Just go to AFR.net and you'll find the podcast listed, I think, on the left-hand side of the website. You can click on any one you want to listen to, and I hope you'll check out The Awakening. You know what? So it got me thinking about gratitude again as we lead into Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the military. I am really grateful for the military because, you know, these people do tough, hard, dangerous work, and they do it in our behalf. They do it so that we don't have to do it. They go to dangerous, remote places at times to help rescue Americans, to stop those who are plotting to try to destroy our country or our way of life or our citizens. And I just can't say enough about these folks. I mean, I did serve in the military, but it's been a long time since I've been in the military. I got out of the Marine Corps in 1973. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. And when I got out, the Vietnam War was winding down. And I always had a special place in my heart for Vietnam vets because the Vietnam veterans were mistreated in ways that veterans from no other war ever faced. You know, baby killers and genocidal murderers. All this nonsense was said about the veterans who went and fought bravely for the cause of freedom against communism. And by the way, folks, it was a noble cause. Don't get me started on this one, because all this garbage about it, you know, it was Americans. They hate Asian people. They just try, you know, all this stuff about race. It just really gets so tiring. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do. I mean, we were in a Cold War with Russians. Russians, the last time I looked, are people of European extraction, of European descent, and they are Europeans. And the last time I looked, we were at one point on the brink of a nuclear war with them. Well, was that racial? I mean, you know, that it is. You know, with the, you know, what leftist thinking is just plain dumb. You know, it really is just plain dumb, because it ignores the facts right in front of your face. So anyway, let me not get too far afield of that. So here's what got me going. President Trump taking action to protect this Navy SEAL Gallagher, who was being tried first for having killed a terrorist. As it turned out, he didn't kill the terrorist. Somebody else did. And then because he took a picture, they accused him of, I guess, inappropriate behavior of some kind. They were court-martialing. They put the man in jail. He already spent time incarcerated. They were planning to strip him of all of his rank. I mean, and as the facts came out, they found that he did not kill the guy, A. B, he actually treated the enemy combatant and tried to save his life. And they have, I think, pictures and video of him actually treating the guy and trying to save his life. But apparently some politics got involved in that particular operation. And he was a leader that some of the people turned against for a variety of reasons. And this happens on the battlefield, folks. I used to hear about it. I didn't go to Vietnam. I was not did not fight in Vietnam. But I used to hear stories about, you know, the fog of war and the disagreements that can sometimes just turn ugly. And I think this is what Gallagher was a victim of. And President Trump stepped in and straightened the mess out. We're going to talk about that when we get back.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Once again, it is time to revisit the topic of tax cuts and the deficit. Heated rhetoric and misleading claims are increasing because of threats of a government shutdown are occurring while we are heading into another election year. Fortunately, Guy Benson tries to provide a reality check to so much misinformation. He begins by talking about something that has bothered me for decades. When Democrats are in office, they talk very little about deficits and the national debt, but deficits become a major concern if Republicans control Congress or the White House. The opposite is also true. Republicans turn in their fiscal hawk cards if their party is in control, but loudly complain about deficits if they're out of power. But the falsehood being spread today, especially on the campaign trail, is that tax cuts for the rich have been blowing giant holes in the budget. First, let's remember that the 2017 legislation provided tax cuts for every income group. Second, the tax cuts actually result in increased tax revenue. Guy Benson provides the latest updated data to show that tax revenue went up for 2019, but spending increased by another $200 billion. The largest increases came from Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The rest of the increase came from additional spending on interest payments on the national debt and a small increase in defense spending. Here's another way to look at this. In 2019, federal tax revenues increased by 4%, reaching the highest level in American history. The tax cuts of 2 years ago grew the economy, lowered unemployment to its lowest levels, and increased federal tax revenues to its highest level. So if you look at these numbers, you would have to conclude that we run deficits not because we tax people too little. It is because government spends too much. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.
Putting life in perspective with Harry Reeder.
The Bible says that when you come to the Lord's Supper, you come prepared in a manner worthy. That doesn't mean your life is worthy of salvation. It means you are attempting to walk in a manner worthy of your calling in Christ. And the Lord's Supper, that you haven't treated it with disdain, or you haven't treated it as superstition or with superficiality, but it's a supernatural event where you feast upon Christ spiritually, and that ministers to your heart. In fact, three times in 1 Corinthians 11, the Apostle Paul says, I want you to come together for the better, not for the worse. Now, there's a word of encouragement. He does not expect every Christian to be perfect. If he did, why would the Lord's Supper be given for the better if we're already perfect? But on the other hand, he doesn't encourage us to come for the worse either. That is, inappropriately.
In Perspective with Harry Reeder, an outreach of Briarwood Presbyterian Church, Birmingham, Alabama.
Brian Fisher here. Today we'll answer the question, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? We'll use the story of the first Thanksgiving to shatter the myth of socialism, and we'll hear the story of a man who served as a POW in Vietnam for 8 years and invented the alphabet prisoners used to communicate with each other, and we'll find out what he was thankful for next on Focal Point.
Back to the Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
So Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher spent nearly a year in the brig on accusations that he murdered an ISIS fighter, that he committed war crimes, and there was also this charge that he took a picture with the person he's purported to have murdered. Well, all of that has gone away because President Trump has demanded, has ordered, that this unjust procedure proceeding be halted immediately. And so Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher is now free and clear. But let's be clear on the facts, because a lot of people have been giving the president flack about this. Another member of his platoon stepped forward and said he did not kill this ISIS fighter. I did. And it was forgive the terminology, but it was a good kill. It was a combat kill. B, he committed no war crimes. I think he upset some of the members of his platoon about a couple of things that he said, but okay, so what? I mean, come on. This happens in any organization. It happens in the military as well. And see the picture, folks. If we locked up every person we send into the battlefield for every picture that anybody ever took, we'd end up locking up all the Army, all the Marine Corps, all the Navy personnel. I mean, this is the world we live in. People take pictures these days. And some of the pictures they might take, we might find in our peaceful civilian lives, we might find abhorrent. We might say, well, why? Why take a picture of that? But it's a different world that they're living in. And I can see somebody saying, I can see the military saying, you know, don't take pictures of dead combatants, enemy combatants. I can see that. But putting somebody in jail, demoting them, I mean, acting like they've committed the most egregious sin imaginable. Because remember, all the other charges were bogus. They were just bogus. There was a smear campaign that said, well, there was a video showing that he murdered this ISIS fighter in cold blood. No such video existed because he didn't do it. And I am really thankful to God that we have a military that is prepared to go and risk their lives to fight for us, A. And B, I am thankful to God that we have a president who will defend our military, because I have to tell you, folks, there were a lot of things that upset me about the prior administration. But one of them was the gross mistreatment and devaluing of our military people. The first protest I engaged in after the 2008 election, when Barack Obama was elected president of the United States, the first protest I engaged in was a protest at the Norfolk Naval Base against the court-martial of three Navy SEALs who had captured, I believe it was an Al-Qaeda fighter at the time, and in the process of capturing him, they had busted his lip. Now, I'm serious, folks. I'm serious. They hadn't stabbed him. They hadn't shot him. They had busted his lip. And he brought a complaint saying that he had been abused. And they actually put these three Navy SEALs on trial to court-martial them, to break them down, and accuse them of committing some sort of egregious violation on the battlefield. Well, as a result, I think of protests and some of the high-ranking military officials standing up against this horrible precedent that was being set, all charges were ultimately dismissed. Thank God. But I was out there at the Norfolk Naval Base with a bunch of conservatives and Tea Party folks and former military people protesting this gross mistreatment of our military people. Now, folks, that's not the only thing. Under that president, Bo Bergdahl's return to the United States was treated like some kind of major breakthrough, like the president had just gone out and rescued some war hero. He brought his parents to the Rose Garden and did this, a big announcement of how we got him back. The man was a coward and a traitor. Now, come on, let's not mince words here. The man was a coward and a traitor. He cost the lives of our military people, and Obama acted like he was just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And this was just a great thing. We don't leave our own behind. But he didn't even understand the concept anyway, because the closest he's ever gotten to the military, frankly, is when he got elected president. Other than that, he had absolutely no clue. And he showed that throughout his presidency, as far as I'm concerned. And now we have a president. He doesn't have any military experience. Well, he did go to a military school. So in that sense, he does have a better understanding than former President Obama did. But he has immense respect for our military people, and he treats them with respect, and he demonstrates his support for them. I mean, when you ask people to go and fight and potentially die or be wounded such that your life may never be the same, you know, losing limbs and body parts, fighting for your country, and then you do what the former president did. Remember, and this I just found this so insulting. Remember one time Obama was standing at the podium, it was raining, and he had a Marine stand and hold an umbrella over him. I mean, I just found that insulting. I mean, you're not a king. And if you want to have somebody hold an umbrella over you, I'm not going to nitpick on that. But that's what you have White House aides for. That's what you have people for who are there to assist the president. We don't train Marines to go hold umbrellas over presidents' heads. I mean, that Marine probably did it with grace and probably never complained about it. But I just found it absolutely insulting, because I thought just more proof that this president doesn't have a clue what our military does, doesn't have a clue of the respect that they are owed. And then, of course, we have the pardoning of Manning. What was the kid's male name? Mr. Manning. I know political correctness says, you know, he's got to be called by his female name, but he's a man. Please, he's a man. And he betrayed this country. He sold us out. He revealed military secrets. And Obama commuted his sentence. As far as I'm concerned, he should still be in prison. That's right. He should rot there. And folks, let me just say, this is what I mean. You've got our military people risking their lives for this country, and then you get some knucklehead who goes and sells our secrets and betrays our country, and you get some president who wants to stand up and act like, oh, well, you know, it's not that bad. No, he put every single American in this country at risk. When you sell out our country, when you betray our country, you put every single American at risk. You put the entire nation at risk, and you ought to rot in prison, as far as I'm concerned. You ought to rot in prison. Never get out. I mean, because to me, in a sense, it's worse than murdering an individual. Okay, you murder an individual, that's evil, that's bad, that's wrong. I'm talking about murder now. That's wrong. And that may affect that person, that may affect that person's family, and so forth. But betraying your country is putting every single American at risk, all of us. Well, thank God we have a president who understands how important a role our military plays, and we have a military that loves this country and cares about the American people and is prepared to put everything on the line to protect our liberty. So I want to congratulate Eddie Gallagher. God bless you, son. I'm glad that you are out from under this ridiculous stuff that went on. In fact, the president made clear where he stands because, as you all know, the Secretary of the Navy is gone because he was not cooperating with the president's intent for Eddie Gallagher. So here's a low-ranking Navy SEAL and a top-ranking member of the military, and the president chooses the low-ranking Navy SEAL and defends him and says to the top-ranking military leader, if you can't get with the program, you need to go. Oh, man, I tell you, look, oh, my goodness gracious, it just does my heart good. It really does my heart good. I know this is not a perfect president. Well, guess what? Not a single one of them has been. You know why? Because I'm not a perfect talk show host, and you're not a perfect whatever you do, and none of us is perfect in anything. But I tell you what, I mean, boy, this president is really firing on all cylinders, and they're doing everything in their power to destroy him. And I think that the policies that he's implementing are so refreshing and are so good for this country. So I'm grateful to that, grateful for that, and grateful for our military people, and so glad to see this Navy SEAL out from under the threat of spending years in prison, losing his retirement, losing his rank, because somebody accused him of having committed some kind of war crime, which he never did in the first place. So the number is 888-589-8840, and I'll start taking your calls as soon as they start coming in. The lines are open. Let me add this to the mix for our discussion today. You know, I told you yesterday that two polls, the Emerson poll and the Rasmussen poll, showed that support for the president is climbing in the black community. And it also shows that support for impeachment of the president in the black community is cratering. And the liberals are going nuts. I'll tell you what they say when we come back. The number is 888-589-8840. We'll be back in a moment.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
You have probably heard this story, but it's one which is worth hearing again and again. Once there was a small boy who would lie about everything. His father tried several times to get his small son to stop lying, but nothing seemed to work. One day, however, his father came up with an idea which he thought would surely cause the boy to quit lying. The father put a post in the front yard of the home. He called his young son in and told him that each time the boy told a lie, he would drive a nail into the post. Well, the young boy didn't stop lying, and the father began driving nails into the post. Quite often someone would ask the boy what the post with the nails was doing in his front yard. The boy, not wanting the truth known, would tell another lie. Before long, the post was nearly full of nails. Well, one day the young boy came home and told his father that he was tired of lying and wished to begin telling the truth. His father was overjoyed. He told his son that every time he told the truth, a nail would be removed from the post. One by one, the nails were pulled out. After some time, the post was free of nails. When the boy saw that the last nail had been removed, he asked his father about removing the post. His father said he would. Together, they went out to do the appointed task. The young boy looked at the post, thought for a moment, and then spoke to his father. "Daddy, the nails are gone, but the holes where the nails were are still there." The father turned to his son, hesitated for a moment, then replied, "Yes, son, they are. We can put putty in the holes, smooth them over, and even paint the post, but the scars which the holes made will always be in the post." It is true that every lie we tell drives a nail in our character. The nails can be removed, but the scar will remain for a long time. Of course, the post was not a living object and had no way to heal itself. But as living humans, over a period of time, we can grow new tissue and the scar will disappear. Telling a lie will leave its mark, to be sure. We will never be able to change the hurt and agony it causes. But we can change the cause of our lying, that is, ourself. The post could do nothing to what was happening to it, but the boy could, and did. And of course it was the father who pointed out the need for change to his child. On a higher plane, the boy represents us, and the father represents God. God has told us that lying hurts us, that it drives nails into our character. But he has also said he's willing to remove those nails and even heal the scars left by the nails. His requirement is a change of attitude and practice on our part. The laws of living which God has given us, including the one against lying, are given for our good. Unlike the post, our characters need not decay when the nails are removed, but can live and grow stronger by the application of God's truth.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Back to the Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
The number is 888-589-8840. So look, folks, I reported yesterday that two polls, the Emerson poll and the Rasmussen poll, showed that support in the black community for President Trump is climbing, and support for his impeachment is catering. And in fact, even there was even a story today of a Detroit politician, she happens to be black, who is saying, "Well, I don't know that impeachment is the way we really want to go. I don't think that impeachment." And I'm thinking to myself, she must be reading the polls. Because all of a sudden, she's not too enthusiastic about, I'll tell you who that is. She's not too enthusiastic about impeaching the president. Folks, the liberals are quaking in their boots. And they probably don't wear cowboy boots. I don't know what they wear. They probably wear Gucci's or something. I don't know. But at any rate, whatever they're wearing, they're quaking in them. and they are apoplectic. And so they had a discussion with CNN. This couldn't possibly be true. There's just no way. There's no way. There's no way. See, because liberals all know what their little protected classes think and do. And so no matter what kind of report comes out about the facts, liberals are the all-seeing ones. These liberal elites I'm talking about, they're the all-seeing ones who know better. And so this woman who's a commentator for CNN, Ann Navarro Cardenas said, she was trying to be funny, but I want you to reverse this and think of what if a conservative had said this in the reverse, and it was referring to black people and the conservative happened to be white. So here's what she said. These polls, quote, These polls have been conducted in the homes of Ben Carson, Kanye, that sheriff guy, she's talking about Sheriff David Clark, that sheriff guy with the hat, and those two cubic zirconia and polyester spandex ladies. Talking about diamond and silk. Now, folks, I know she's trying to be funny. And, stuff like that, it doesn't really bother me. I just think we're too sensitive about this stuff. But do you know if a conservative who happened to be white made a joke about some liberal black people? Oh, my goodness. It would be front page news. And a comedian makes racist remark. What are the conservatives going to say about this? Well, we know they're not going to say anything. They're all a bunch of racists anyway. I'm saying, just get over it. The woman's trying to be funny. I think she failed at it, but she's trying to be funny. So big deal. But these CNN commentators, the Communist News Network commentators, were just trying to figure out, where did the pollsters go wrong? How could this possibly be? Because after all, they are in complete control of what all minorities think and know what they should think. And how dare there be any suggestion that they're thinking any way other than the way they're told to think by their liberal, leftist, Marxist, socialist, communist masters. Did I string enough adjectives together there to make the point? The number again is 888-589-8840. I think it's folks, I just gave two big pieces of good news. Eddie Gallagher is free and clear, and the polls that are showing black support rising for President Trump are being met with an apoplexy and a near hysterical reaction of extreme hysteria over how in the world could it ever be that people that we've trained so well and treated so well could dare disagree with us and support someone like President Donald J. Trump? Oh, boy, I tell you, the world must be coming to an end. Well, you know what? Maybe it is coming to an end for leftists because, their ability to win elections depends upon the black vote. And if they lose the black vote, folks, they're done. Let's go to your calls. And I just salivated the thought. Let's go to Pete in Georgia. Pete, you're on.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Listen, I spent 22 years in the Navy, and I was a chief. When you get to that rank, which is very, very hard to get, you got to have stellar performance, behavior, the whole works, and you go in front of a selection board. You have to be top of the line. Sometimes they just pick maybe 2 out of 1,000. And then Chief Gallagher was in the SEALs. That's another cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. There's only 10% graduation rate of that being a SEAL because it's very tough. So he has two great qualifications in the Navy, being a chief, first of all, and then that Trident pin, that coveted SEAL pin.
And they were trying to take that away from him.
Yes,
they were trying to take his Trident pin away.
Combat is like. So it's really, on behalf of the thousands of chiefs that went before him, including me, thank God that President Trump stepped in to get this guy justice, because war is war. I've had guys come back from Vietnam, and they, good guys when they left, they came back stuttering and shaking and,
Yeah, and they paid an awesome price.
But thank you so much for bringing this up,
Thank you, Pete. Thank you. And thank you for your service, by the way. Thank you so much for your service. Pete said it. And let's see. I'm trying to get clear. Gallagher was up for a senior chief petty officer promotion and a Silver Star nomination. And both of those ended up being squashed as a result of these false charges being brought against him. So I trust that all of that will be restored. But thank you for your service, Pete. And by the way, all you veterans out there, thank you for your service. God bless each and every one of you. I stand with you, just as President Trump does, and we appreciate you and value your service to our country. Let's go to Kevin in Arkansas. Kevin, welcome. You're on.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. You know, I don't believe that if the Democrats back off from the impeachment, it isn't because of just their political position. I believe they're running scared because of what's about to be revealed of their own manipulation. For instance, we see things starting to be discovered, what really went on in Ukraine. It wasn't just to Russia. That was back in the election. We see the DNC involved, you know, that's being, you know, starting to come forth. And so once it gets to the Senate, it's wide open. And I don't believe that. I don't believe Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, they're going to hold back in really uncovering what really went on as far as in this the whole Russian hoax. Of course, the AG is going to take care of that with Durham. And but there's a lot of things that they're going to be running scared from, and I think that's what's going on. For instance, Schiff and his manipulation, his lying, you know, that comes up, you know, not just just criticism. That's criminal, you know.
Yeah, every time he opens his mouth. Every time he opens his mouth, he lies.
He's criminal. Yes, yeah. He's criminal. What? And the Senate will hold him accountable. And so that's, you know, that's what I think is going on there.
All right, Kevin. Listen, thanks for the call. I don't think we have time to get another one in, but we'll come right to you after the break. Let me say this. I think Kevin is absolutely right. My observation has been that anytime you see liberals pointing their fingers at others, claiming that the sky is falling and that they're causing it, and they're always the ones who are really doing it in the background because their hypocrisy knows no bounds. We've got to save the planet while they fly on private jets and ride in gigantic SUVs. You know, the Ukraine, we've got the president selling the country out to Russia while Hillary Clinton sold a significant percentage of our uranium's resources for what? I mean, I forget the number was. I think it's $150 million that went to a foundation, a $500,000 speaking fee for a husband. I mean, so please. Yeah, the president has done nothing wrong, but you watch as this unfolds. We're going to see all the craziness and the corruption that these leftists have been involved in. Back in a moment.
I think one of those steps, if you want to call it a step, is to understand what God's forgiveness is about, that he exudes it to us for free. All we got to do is ask. It's undeserving. We do nothing to earn it, and it's there every day.
You can more easily forgive someone who has hurt you when you understand the depth of God's forgiveness for you. Here's Jason Romano explaining on Focus on the Family Minute.
It's not easy because that pain is real and we've been hurt, but the step, the process, the move of understanding God and what his forgiveness is about, and then trying to do that to others, looking at people with an empathetic heart, looking at people in different ways, not through our lens, but through God's lens. I think that's one of the big steps to go forth with, is just understanding the forgiveness aspect of who Christ is.
More encouragement from Jason at familyminute.org.
News with a Christian perspective. American Family News.
Steve Jordahl reports.
Dan Gaynor of Media Research Center says
CNN has become a political network.
Top-notch reporting.
Open Doors has identified the countries where it is most dangerous and difficult to be a Christian. AFN's Bill Bumpus has more.
As it has in the past several years, the report shows a dramatic increase in the persecution of Christians.
Insightful coverage. American Family News.
AFR's own J.J. Jasper is a morning on-air personality, author, comedian, Christian, and family man. J.J.'s also a keynote speaker at banquets, men's ministry events, pregnancy center fundraisers, and more.
This is Penny Weaver from Decatur, Illinois. Last year, we had the privilege of J.J. Jasper
as our speaker. We had our largest fundraising banquet ever.
Information on JJ's availability to speak at your event is at jjjasper.com.
Hi, it's Michael with Bible League International, engaging the world with God's Word for more than 80 years at only $5 a Bible. I met 14-year-old Ahmed earlier this year in the Middle East. At 12, he had been recruited to be a suicide bomber. His dad died fighting for ISIS. His mother and seven siblings were radicals, but they embraced the gospel. And when they did, he viewed them as infidels and wanted them dead. But his mom prayed nonstop for his salvation. It came, and when it did, he was beaten nearly to death by the radicals he hung around with. When he and I met earlier this year, he was able to open his Arabic Bible and see where Jesus says, "They'll hate you because they hated me first." But with tears in his eyes, he said, "Michael, there's hundreds of young guys like me going to kill themselves in the name of Allah. We need to save them." And he's led dozens to Christ in a place where they need the Bible. Would you join us in this wonderful work to support the persecuted church?
Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YESWORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or click sendbiblesnow.com. That's sendbiblesnow.com.
Back to the Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson on American Family Radio.
You know, folks, I will continue to believe this until I breathe my last breath. Leftists draw their intellectual and, I hate to use the word spiritual because it may sound a little incongruous, but I think spiritual in the sense that they have a spiritual view of the world that excises God out. But they draw all of that from Karl Marx. They draw it from far left sources, you know, liberation theology and critical legal studies and all of this stuff, these concepts, multiculturalism and cultural relativism. All this stuff comes out of the Marx playbook, amplified and expanded and made, shall we say, a bit more adaptive by Antonio Gramsci. And this is what we're really witnessing with these folks, which is why they will use the institutions of government that were intended to protect our rights. They will use them against us because they fundamentally don't believe that each individual is sacred. You know, that's why you get comments from Hillary like the deplorables and from Barack Obama. Well, people, of course, are going to cling to their guns and their Bibles and antipathy for people who are not like them, because that's the way they view the average American. They view the average American as something of a Neanderthal, a kind of unsophisticated person who is lost without their sophisticated guidance. I mean, that's the way they look at us. And I said all that because when you listen to how they talk about the president, they never acknowledge the fact that 63 million Americans saw in him something that they thought would be good for the country and good for them. But see, they completely dismiss that because we're too stupid. We meaning the people who voted for the president are too stupid to know what's good for them. All right, the number is 888-589-8840. Now, the woman, by the way, who's now backed off a little bit is Democratic representative from Detroit, Michigan, or Detroit, Michigan area, Brenda Lawrence, who was an avid supporter of impeachment, is now saying she sees no value in impeachment and that the Congress ought to be thinking more about a statement of censure. Well, Andrew Jackson was censured. Abraham Lincoln was censured. I mean, censure is just something the Congress does, but they don't like what a president is doing. Okay. Big yawn. So what? But she's now saying, but we need to move away from impeachment. And folks, when somebody from a predominantly black district starts saying, let's move away from impeachment, I think something profound is going on here. So let's go back to the calls. We've got, thank you for your patience, by the way, Claudia in Texas. Claudia, welcome. Claudia, you're on.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted to say thank you so much for saying all this. Everything that you said has been the absolute truth. It's been wonderful to hear it. It's so empowering, and we really do need to speak about these things every fact that you gave about the military, wonderful. And I'm just so happy to hear the other things that I learned from you today, too. And it's not a matter of race. It's not a matter of wealth or intelligence or anything. It's just a matter of the truth. And the truth sets us free. And thank you for saying it. And just keep on talking. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Claudia. That's right. The truth sets you free, folks, and lies put you in bondage. And that's what the left is trying to do to the whole country, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to Al in Texas also. Al, welcome.
Yeah, hi, from Texas. I served in an elite unit in the Air Force, pararescue.
Thank you for your service.
I had 27 years in the military, not all in pararescue. But anyway, what Chief Gallagher had to go through, and the fact that our president had the courage to do what was right, and the three warriors that were locked up, the lieutenant that was locked up for 6 years, when he got out, I think he said it so well, too. I mean, once they become generals, once they're moving into that position, they're moving out of the warrior position, the majority, and they're politicians. So those ranks really need to be looked at and thinned out. I mean, we have so many left over from the Obama administration, and the rules of engagement have been so tight on the warriors that it's the JAG Corps that was favored over the warrior. So thanks for what you're doing. Happy Thanksgiving. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that, and thank you again for your service. Yeah, you're absolutely right, folks. War can't be fought by lawyers looking over your shoulder, nitpicking every step that you take. When you've got people trying to kill you and you're trying to fight to save your life and the life of your fellow soldiers or fellow Marines or fellow Navy people or whoever's on the battlefield with you. And by the way, every service, folks, every service ends up with people on the battlefield. And so God bless them. And yeah, this stuff, you know, do you remember Obama pink slipping people during the war? They were on the battlefield getting pink slips about having their benefits reduced and being put out of the military. I mean, it's just a bizarre thing. But I think it comes from an attitude of lack of patriotism. In fact, let me just add this, folks, because I think this is important to say. Particularly since we're in the Thanksgiving season, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, we've got people in this country who just really don't love America. They just don't, and they're not grateful for being here. Why they stay is beyond me. But there are people here who just don't feel the patriotism that I dare say most of you feel, and I feel, and the pride and the love and the affection for our country and wanting to see our country come together. They have a disdainful attitude against America. They think we're an evil, exploitive, racist, sexist, and you know, Islamophobic, homophobic. Go down the line, but that's their view of our country. And thank God we've got warriors who go out and fight to make sure that even people like that have the freedom to express such stupidity in our country. But you know, God bless the warriors who do it. Yeah, I just wish that those stupid people who don't appreciate what they've got would show some appreciation instead of showing a lot of bitterness and anger and hatred and flag burning and disdain for our country and who we are. So, all right, I'll leave it at that. Let's go to Mark in Mississippi. Mark, you're on.
Oh, thank you so much for all you're doing, brother, and everything you've said. And Claudia and Al, I echo everything that y'all said also, and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for your service also, brother.
Thank you.
I just wanted to mention one thing. You know, Nancy Pelosi, when all this was starting, she was really kind of hesitant to start the impeachment. You know, and there was so much they were doing to try to undermine everything the president was doing to actually try to correct and turn the ship back around. So I kind of think that they really grabbed hold of this impeachment thing as just yet another thing that they could keep things in the media. And what have they done since the impeachment has started as far as actually doing their jobs? That's what I'm kind of wondering, because it seems like this is working for them as far as helping to shut down the government. thank you so much again, and happy All Thanksgiving. Right.
Thank you, Mark. And look, I couldn't agree with you more. I say, of course, that's a double-edged sword. It may be a blessing, although it's certainly not a blessing to the president. It's not a blessing to the country. But the only saving grace of this whole impeachment farce could be that they're not doing other pernicious stuff. So, and thank God for the Senate that will checkmate the far left inclinations of many of those in Congress. All right, let's go to Jennifer in Ohio. Jennifer, welcome.
Hello.
Are you? Yes, Jennifer. I hear you singing. But I'm not now. I'm not sure what I heard you singing. So would you tell us what you were just singing? What were you saying?
I was just singing a little song.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I thought it was a song in support of the Navy. So, Jennifer, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just called because I wanted to say how appreciative I am of your show and your words of wisdom. And the other thing I wanted to say was I'm really happy that the Navy SEAL Gallagher, President Trump stepped in and took care of that. And the guy from Texas, I think his name was Alan, he's absolutely right. I'm a military brat and military spouse. So, you know, and the other thing I want to know is with Pelosi and the demo commies, I call them, can't they be held accountable for their shenanigans? Because they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, Jennifer, listen, thank you for the call. And I have even theorized from time to time, but I haven't gotten a very positive response on it from most lawyers that I know, that couldn't the American people bring a class action suit against these folks in Congress for trying to, in effect, subvert our vote? I mean, we voted. It's settled. But we know that what they're really up to is trying to subvert that, trying to overthrow that, because they don't even have respect for the democratic process of electing a president. They want to overthrow the Electoral College now. And these folks just never, ever stop. Okay, I think we can get one more call in, but Pat, you will have to be quick. Pat from Kansas, welcome.
Praise God. Bishop, this is Pat in Kansas, Pat in Texas. You know me. We go way back.
Yes, Pat.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your wife, to all your listeners. Praise God for you. I want to talk to you real fast about identity. I am grateful that we have an American identity that is wrapped up in Christ. And because we have that identity in Christ, we do not worship the paint job. We worship the manufacturer. Because of that, we choose to go ahead and caucus as conservatives, conservatives with our pocket and our principles. We choose to caucus with the Republicans because their platform is not a suicide pact, as it is with black people with Planned Parenthood. That's what
all right. All right, Pat. That'll do it. But Pat, you got a lot said in a very short time. God bless you, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. But remember, in the meantime, we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.